AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia expressed concerns that one or more witnesses may have lied under oath. The report does not say who, but correspondent Kate Brumback reports.
The grand jurors recommended Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis seek charges where appropriate.
We're not looking for a new Cold War.
President Biden today spoke about the suspected Chinese spy balloon U.S. fighter jets shot down.
I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this.
No apologies, he says. As for the other three objects shot down,
the intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions.
The president has charged an interagency team with developing sharper rules to track and monitor such objects. Jackie Quinn has the latest on the gunman who opened fire at Michigan State University Monday, killing three students.
43-year-old Anthony McCray shot and killed himself when approached by officers hours after the shooting.
McCray did not verbalize anything to the officers.
Michigan State Police Lieutenant Renee Gonzalez says when they searched his body, they found a bus ticket, two handguns, two empty gun magazines, and plenty more ammunition. Campus Deputy Police Chief Chris Rosman says the guns were legally purchased,
but they were not registered.
Notes in McCray's pocket listed businesses, including places he had been asked to leave.
Possibly a motive for that was he just felt slighted.
But no connection between McCray and the university. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senator John Fetterman has checked himself into hospital for treatment of clinical depression. The Pennsylvania Democrat is struggling with the after effects of a stroke. And actor Bruce Willis's family says he has frontotemporal dementia and his condition is worsening. This is AP News. A new study finds dogs can tell whether humans are teasing them. Ed Donahue.
Researchers at the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna, Austria, created an experiment that they say shows dogs can indeed understand our different intentions. It involves food.
Either the experimenter would sometimes clumsily drop the food, or the experimenter would just offer the food, but then in a teasing manner, pull the food back before the dog to take it.
Senior researcher Christoph Volter says clumsy appears to get more love.
The dogs would wag their tail more on the right side when they were presented with the clumsy experimenter than with the teasing experimenter, suggesting that they saw the clumsy experimenter in a more positive light.
A researcher sat in a transparent box and offered treats to dogs of different breeds through golf ball size holes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.